Well, March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and today we are going to talk about that. I am John Gehring. Welcome back to Rochester Speaks. Talking with Jim Love, the CEO of the Cancer Support Community of Rochester. CSC Rochester is a big name in the community. We've featured Jim and other members of the organization on in the past. Jim, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, John, for having us. We appreciate it.
So March Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, I'm not sure how many people are aware of that, but talk a little bit about your organization and your relationship with colorectal cancer and why it's so important to recognize this month.
Sure, yeah. So first of all, Cancer Support Community at Gilders Club, we've been providing comfort, support, cancer program services since 1959 in this community, John. And we're celebrating our 65th anniversary here in Rochester in order to and providing that comfort and support to individuals. We provide, when I say comfort and support, we provide mental health programs, we provide social programs, we do this great cooking and nutrition program, we're doing wellness programs, health programs. And it's really to anyone that's been impacted by cancer, no matter the gender, no matter the age, and no matter the cancer. And I think that's what really separates us from other organizations, where, again, you have very specific cancer-related organizations. We provide programs to anyone in any cancer.
And colorectal cancer, a cancer that we're focusing in on this month because it is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. And these statistics that I've heard are pretty staggering about this cancer. Could you talk a little bit about why this is such a leading cancer and why it's so important to get early detection and screening?
Sure. So first of all, colorectal cancer, unfortunately, is the second leading cause of cancer deaths in both men and women in the U.S. And when you look at those deaths annually, John, across the country, it's 60,000, which is a huge number here when it comes to that. On the flip side, the really good news with this, it's estimated that 60% of colorectal deaths could be prevented by just getting an early screening, whether that's a colonoscopy, it's talking with your doctor about that, or it's giving us a call here and getting a free colorectal cancer screening kit that we've been providing now for the last year here in the community. But really, this is a very preventable and a very treatable cancer if you can get to it early.
And how would you know if you'd be somebody who should be testing and getting screened for this cancer?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, the data has really changed over the years, where you may have heard in the past that anyone over the age of 50 should go get a colonoscopy and start getting screened. What data is showing us is we're seeing younger folks now under the age of 50 that are coming down or are being diagnosed with colorectal cancer. So the national guidelines right now is anyone over the age of 45 now. However, if colorectal cancer does run in your family, you have a history of that, it's even suggested that you get screened earlier.
So it's never too early to get screened for colorectal cancer.
Well, again, at least at that 45 age with this, again, unless you have a history with that. And, it's weird, right? I just saw an article a few days ago. They had a 33-year-old football player in Michigan who just was diagnosed with stage 3 or stage 4 cancer. Wow. No history of cancer in his family either, which is pretty amazing. So, whether or not it's just the diet that folks have been on over the last, 20 or 30 years, folks our age, whatever that is. But, you're seeing younger and younger folks right now, again, being diagnosed with some kind of colorectal cancer.
And I know one of the goals of your organization this month is to help raise awareness and lower the number of stage 3 and stage 4 diagnoses. And could you talk a little bit more about that? Because we know cancer, the term stage 3 and stage 4, are the later stages. But why is it so important to identify this cancer before it gets to those stages?
Well, yeah, that's a great question, John. So as I said before, colorectal cancer is one of those cancers that if you can get to it early, you can treat it, right? And that's why colonoscopies are so important. And that's really why we also are really, not only are we bringing attention for colorectal cancer here in the month of March, being it's a national month with this, but we also have some free colorectal screening kits that literally you take it home, you take the test, you don't have to send it back to a lab, and you get a result back in about 5 minutes.
Wow.
Technology is out there. I think, technology keeps on evolving in the medical community. And these tests are great. I mean, and, when you open it up, you're going to look at it and go, boy, this looks like a COVID test. And that's exactly what it looks like. You take the test and it gets little lines on the little marker. And if it's negative, great. If it's positive, you can call your doctor, schedule a follow-up appointment, going for colonoscopy, those kind of things. But at least this is really going to give folks an early warning, with this from a prevention standpoint.
It sounds so non-invasive and easy, and you can actually self-detect. Are these tests also very accurate too?
It's about a 98% accuracy rate on these,
wow.
which is pretty amazing, yeah. Right? But you know, the one thing I'll say with this, even though it may be a negative test for you, you know, if you've got, again, a history of colorectal cancer, if you feel, I mean, people know their own bodies, right? If it feels funny or you just don't feel well, schedule an appointment with your doctor. I mean, that's part of the self-patient advocacy that we encourage folks also. Again, you know your body the best.
And colorectal cancer, what kinds of symptoms should we be looking out for if we are already having those risk factors?
Yeah. Well, again, you know, it's really difficult to know that without, again, going in and getting a colorectal exam, et cetera. But again, you know, you may have some stomach discomfort. You may have some bowel discomfort. You know, those are some of those signs of that. And again, anything out of the ordinary, you should absolutely, to your listeners, schedule an appointment with your doctor and go get that checked out. Because again, if it is colorectal cancer, it's something that if they get to it early, it definitely is something that they can help with.
We're talking with Jim Love, CEO, Cancer Support Community, Rochester CSC, by the way, 65th year anniversary. Really exciting news for you guys and what you do here in the community. It's obviously not just colorectal cancer, but
right.
All forms of cancer. For those who may not be familiar, could you talk a little bit more about what you do?
Yeah, sure. You know, it's like I said, we've been here since 1959. We've had a number of name changes. You may remember us as just Gilda's Club. Some people may remember us as Cancer Action. Again, 65 years, and I think we've had seven different names with this. But, our programs are really based on providing a comfort and support to individuals so that they don't have to go through cancer by themselves. And obviously, any kind of cancer, any kind of diagnosis can be a very traumatic experience for anyone, right?
Yeah.
And so we provide those services that are both mental health based, that are social based, that are wellness based to help those folks, whatever part of the cancer journey they're on, whether it's a brand new diagnosis or it's someone that's a survivor and they're 15 years out of diagnosis. You know, we have programs that really run the gamut of that cancer journey.
Over 1,000 of those programs are at completely no cost to those that you help out. And that, of course, is made possible by the community's generosity and the funding that you get through some of the events that you have coming up, which are super exciting. In fact, this upcoming weekend is the 14th annual Bachelor Auction that's going down at Essex this year.
Yes.
Could you talk a little bit more about what we can expect?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, you know, as you had said before, you know, all of our programs are completely free in the community, right? And that's the first aspect. So over 1,000 programs provided, and we provide services to over 5,000 people annually here, right in our building here over on Alexander Street. We can't do that without having dollars coming in the door, right? And a part of that is through our special event fundraising. And as you mentioned, our 14th annual Bachelor's Auction taking place at Essex. We have 25 great leading professionals that are in this community that have been raising money now for us, John, over the last 2 months to help us support the needs that we have here at Cancer Support Community Gilda's Club. And on the 23rd at Essex, we're going to be auctioning them off. And, right now we've got about 175 tickets sold. We're going to sell them up to about 350 tickets. And if folks want to take part in that, they can go to our website at www.cscrochester.org. Or give us a call and we can get you some tickets, or go right to Essex actually and get those as well.
CSCRochester.org is how you can find that. Of course, if this weekend, this upcoming weekend, because that will be on this Saturday night. But if that is too soon for folks or they aren't able to make that event, you also have a couple other great opportunities to raise some money too, including the annual Heroes Ball. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure, John. So our 35th annual Heroes Ball coming up on June 8th. That's going to be at the Doubletree out in Henrietta. It's a great evening. We actually... the highlight of that evening is that we honor different individuals in the community that have made an impact in the cancer realm here in Rochester, whether they're doctors or physicians, whether they're groups of individuals that have helped us move the mission, or they're people that have gone through the cancer fight and have been inspiration for others in the community with this. Right now we're solidifying our award recipients, and we'll be getting that out to the public very soon with that. So be on the lookout, and maybe you'll see someone on that you recognize and know and be interested in coming and supporting the event.
Sounds good. And now another question for you, because I'm a horrible golfer, but I enjoy giving it a shot. And I know you got a golf classic coming up this summer, too. Is it open to horrible golfers as well, or just experienced golfers?
Well, John, I'm a horrible golfer myself, so you and I should play together. We will have the worst score. But you know what? We're going to have a heck of a fun time doing it, right?
Sounds good.
That's going to be July 17th out at Greystone out in Walworth. Again, for those who have not golfed out there, it's a wonderful course. It's our fourth annual. And again, that'll be on July 17th, and some more information coming on that event as well.
Cool thing is, the worse you are, the longer you stay out on the course, right? Isn't that
That's exactly right. And again, the longer you're out there, I guess the more funds you can raise for us, right?
That's right. July 17th, again, at Greystone, a beautiful area out there in Walworth. Now, we have these three events coming up, and we're looking forward to those. But again, Jim Love, CEO, CSE, Rochester, we're really, really excited to bring you on once again. And we want to thank you for your insight that you shared about colorectal cancer as well. And I do want to go back briefly, because we did discuss briefly those non-invasive tests that you have. With Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month being March, this is a great time to be screened if you feel that you are potentially in one of those risk categories. How can we get our hands on these kits that you guys offer that are really, really easy?
Yeah, great question, John. So the easiest thing to do is give our office a call at 585-423-9700. As soon as you call that number, you're going to hear a message that says, would you like a colorectal cancer kit? That'll put you to an extension. You leave your name, your number, and then one of our staff or volunteers will give you a call and arrange a time to pick it up. And that's really much it. We then, once we hand it out, we will have a volunteer give you a call in about 7 to 14 days to find out if you took the test and if you had any questions with that. So we do a follow-up with that as well, which is really a nice service that we provide to folks.
That's great, especially with this being fully operated by volunteers too.
Yeah.
If someone is interested in getting involved, is that another way we can support?
Absolutely, John. We are always looking for volunteers. You know, I think that's, you know, volunteers are the lifeblood of any organization, especially here at Cancer Support Community Gilders Club. We always need folks that are again, willing to help us with, whether it's, you know, helping to, you know, teach or facilitate one of our support groups or one of our fun programs like bingo or guitar lessons or something of that aspect, or you just want to go out and help us table and hand out colorectal cancer screening kits at a health fair or an event here in the city. So again, you know, folks that are interested and want to do that, they can, again, give our office a call, that 423-9700 number, or you can shoot us an email at info@cserochester.org.
423-9700. That's 585-423-9700. The best number to call, of course, cserochester.org. The other way to find out more and get in touch, Jim Love is the CSC Rochester CEO, and we're so grateful for your time this month as we discuss Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month.
Great. Thank you, John. I appreciate it.